right, 7 half of the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the United Nations in New York City. It is a rainy, 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 rainy. How many people? How many times do I have to repeat rainy? Rainy. It's a rainy.
One more
Friday. One more time, Kenny. It's a rainy Friday morning, June 7th, and this hour of the program is aimed at trying to figure out what's going on in the world. What's the president up to? Is he who he seems to be? A lot of rumors floating around about the president, and some interesting books that are showing up that ought to be subject to great fodder for conversation, in fact, Kenny. So maybe we get, I don't know if the United Nations is the best place to go through some of this stuff, but there's some wild rumors and connections that supposedly Obama has to the CIA. It's kind of crazy stuff. And you see every single day there's another thing that comes up that makes it look like he's just one of them, if you know what I mean. So that we'll get to the specifics of what it is that's going on that maybe makes us all think he's one of them. But I'm not sure I'm not sure that anybody really knows who this guy is. I'm beginning to come to that conclusion, frankly, and I'll tell you why again, sort of in and out during the course of this hour and this program. The IRS and their wasteful spending taking center stage. Congressional hearings were held yesterday. Ferris Fink, who's a 32-year employee with the IRS, played Spock in the infamous Star Trek parody video, said the ridiculous overspending was embarrassing. He apologized for it. He also said new federal regs would prevent these videos and other overspending at conferences from happening again. The regs weren't in place when all of this stuff was done. $4 million in one conference in Anaheim. You've heard all the numbers, $50 million of your money being wasted, and now they say, oh, we fixed it all. You agree with that? You think that's the case? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Plus, of course, email is supplanted, sometimes overshadowed by Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do you get as you are nosing around looking at some of the comments on the social media, Kenny?
On Twitter, Ben says, Obama didn't know what was going on with the IRS, the HHS, the DOJ, or Benghazi, but he might know what you had for dinner last night.
Yeah. That's with all the surveillance stuff that's going on. That's another thing. I think this is going to bring us around to all these people that talk about revolution. This is going to feed that, this feeding frenzy anyway, the people who just don't like him because he's a Democrat. That, you know, some people don't like him because he's black. Whatever the reason you don't like him, I'm not sure that's the real reason not to like him. And I don't know how quickly it's going to come to the surface. But at any rate, during this hearing that we're talking about, Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland said what many of us are probably thinking about this spending by the IRS, including $50,000 to produce that Star Trek video we were talking about.
You know, I go back and I could not, every time I would watch these videos at 3 o'clock this morning, you know, I said to myself, you know, this is appalling. But you know what really got me? When I walked out the door to come to Washington and to see my constituents who get the early bus, the ones that go down to the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Baltimore and clean the floors, them. And I thought about the man who came to me the other day because he had just gotten a letter from the IRS about an audit. And I believe deep in my heart, he didn't mind being audited. He was scared as all get out. But he wants to know that he's been treated fairly. And he wants to know, and these are the words that I'm going to concentrate on today. The other day, I concentrated on truth and trust. Today, I'm going to add on to that, take and waste. Take and waste. What happens here is that when we have episodes like this, it has an impact on the average person. I live in a block where most people don't even make $50,000 a year. But yet still, we can produce a video that has no redeeming value. None. And spend taxpayers' hard-earned dollars for that. And then there was that line dance. Couldn't see any there either. And so I say we can do better. But guess what? Mr. Fink, the money that was spent on that, that's my money. That's the lady who got the early bus this morning. That's her money. The one who makes $35,000. Her. The gentleman up the street from me that makes $45,000 hauling trash. That's their money. And so it was wasted. In my district, I can tell you that $50,000 is a huge amount for families who are struggling to get by. That's more than many households make in this country. Unfortunately, this was only part of a broader problem, which was the growth of IRS conference spending over the last decade. The Inspector General's report finds that the IRS spent approximately $48.6 million on conferences over the past three fiscal years from 2010 to 2012. But the IRS spent far more than that in the three prior fiscal years from 2007 to 2009. When the IRS spent an astonishing $72 million on conferences. And I know, Mr. George, that your the scope of your inquiry was limited. But let me say this, Mr. Chairman. It would be legislative malpractice, if we did not bring Mr. Schulman in here to ask him to explain to us why from 2007 to 2008. In 2007, the conference budget was $13,395,000, and then it more than doubled when we're going into a recession, when President Bush is coming to us telling us that the sky is about to fall, that our economic situation is about to go over a cliff. We then double it. It would be legislative malpractice if we don't figure out what happened there.
What is going on in your country, in our country, in this country? 888-302-3684, the Doug Stephan Good Day program, scandals, and more scandals. We have actually a lot of bits and pieces of a lot of different things going on that people can happily engage in or talk about. Certainly Susan Rice and that whole reality. Again, another situation which the president doesn't look very good, nor does he look very smart. We get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday Sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Walt Clyde Frazier. Are you having more and more urges to use the bathroom? Like when you're on a job or at home trying to sleep. Don't let your prostate health give you the crossover move on your life. There's one thing being number one, and then there's another thing constantly going number one. That's why there's only one supplement I trust for prostate health, Super Beta Prostate. It's got natural ingredients that will make your prostate percolate. Super Beta Prostate will post and toast those urges to go and put the stifling D on nighttime bathroom trips. And you can try it free. All you have to do is call for a free 30-day supply. I believe in Super Beta Prostate. I believe it will change your life, and I know you'll love it too.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Maryland license number 0016985, Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you. Even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt. Stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
888-302-3684. On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program in the Doug Family Room today is Ken Kessler. At this point, he's monitoring what's going on at the Twitter and Facebook post. A lot of people are talking about the continuing focus on Susan Rice, and that's what we have in this hour. We take a lot of excerpts from radio programs we monitor, give you a different point of view so you can weigh what people are saying and come up with your own conclusions. Here are our hosts, John Howell and Amy Jacobson, talking to Jennifer Epstein from Politico.com about the president appointing Susan Rice as the National Security Advisor.
Did you have any inkling that this was coming around the bend, that Susan Rice has been promoted to National Security Advisor? I would have thought that she was already a broken pinata at this point.
Well, certainly since she kind of got pushed out of the running for Secretary of State, there was a lot of talk in Washington that she was still in line for the National Security Advisor position, that when Tom Donilon left, and there were expectations that he would be leaving at some point toward the start of the second term, that Susan Rice was the top candidate for that, and that, you know, quite honestly, the president doesn't care about all the controversy over the talking points, and that Susan Rice is somebody who he trusts and who's become part of his circle, and he wants her to stay on his team.
Is her background commensurate with that position?
Is there, perhaps not, but, she's been on the Obama team, and that's sufficient. You know, she does have national security knowledge, certainly. She's been privy to decision-making for the past 4 years in the Obama administration, and that's worth a lot in this highly centralized way that the Obama administration works, where so much of what goes on happens out of the West Wing and happens out of the Oval Office.
Jennifer, who is she running against? What other names were being floated around for this position?
There really weren't many other names being floated around for this position. I think that there was a clear sense that if Tom Donilon were to leave, it would be Susan Rice who took the place.
Do you think that they owed her that?
That's straightforward.
Position since she took the fall for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, in some ways, yes. It seems like she, had to give up what was sort of her dream job and the job that that it seems like the administration had sort of promised her she would be getting in the second term. And, they still need to give her something. She's faced a lot of attacks and really personal attacks. And so, to hopefully kind of help her clear her name over the next few years, she's in a serious position where she'll play a key role in the president's decision-making on national security issues.
Is it me, Kenny? Or that woman sound like either she just got up or she come in from a bender, a late-night bender?
It sounded to me like this was maybe her first day on the job.
Jeez. How do they come up with these people? And how do they get credibility? Just because they go to work? This, for all we know, she could have been running the lunchroom down there before this all started. She just, well, anyway. The idea is there's a little conversation, and that adds speculation, et cetera, et cetera. So it's 21 after the hour, and this is a good day from the...
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It was number one during this week in 1987. Maybe it's appropriate here, or maybe some people will turn up their nose. Song's called Wanted Dead or Alive. And it sort of walks us into the conversation that continues this week about the Robert Bales trial. You remember him, he's the staff sergeant, went on a shooting spree attacking villages while stationed in Afghanistan. And here radio host Tommy Tucker talks to military analyst Mike Lyons about the trial going on this week.
It was a horrific morning of March 11, 2012 in Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, he slips away from Camp Balambe in Kandahar province, armed with a 9mm pistol and an M4 rifle outfitted with a grenade launcher. First attacks one village of mud-walled compounds. Then he returns to the base, wakes up a fellow soldier and tells him about it. Soldier didn't believe him. He goes back to sleep. Staff Sergeant Bales then leaves to attack a second village. Among the details, and these are pretty gory, a young girl in a bright headscarf describes hiding behind her father as he was shot to death. Boys of tell of hiding behind curtains as others scramble and beg the soldier to spare them, yelling, "We are children. We are children." Staff Sergeant Bales, 39-year-old father of two, he's admitted to this, signed a detailed stipulation of facts admitting his actions. But the other side of this, and I'm not saying there's any excuse for it, is that this was Staff Sergeant Bales' fourth deployment. He suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, and he had a traumatic brain injury. And that's a pretty Jaguar opinion poll. Did we fail Sergeant Bales, or did he fail us? When I first read this and heard about this, at first on the surface, it seems, well, obviously this guy's a killer, a murderer, has to pay for his actions. But then when you delve a little more deeply into it, maybe we put him in a position to fail. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of forces that were acting on Stefan Bales that day and accumulated to this, this pretty terrible crime that he committed. But there's no question that the amount of these deployments, the fourth one at this point, you know, likely had some effect on that. The prescription of the medication that was assigned to the soldiers there at the time as well, and the other things he had access to. So, you know, you bring that all together, and I do think that the military and the Army in particular has got some liability with regard to setting up its individual sale. Something the military would think it never wants to do to somebody as a leadership, as the ultimate leadership organization, but I think in some ways it did.
That being said, you know, the whole military strategy has been designed around sparing as many civilian lives as you can, and if it's possible, some would debate that it is, making the Afghan people our friends, or at least not our enemies, at least being able to tolerate us being there, and then something like this damages all of that, and it becomes a propaganda tool. I guess Staff Sergeant Bale obviously has it, and I'm not trying to be silly when I say I guess he has to be punished. You know, there's certainly an insanity defense in a civil setting, in a civilian setting, a non-military court of law. I don't know. The guy's got a traumatic brain injury. He suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Fourth deployment, it's obvious that he shouldn't have been there in the first place. And from what point forward do you determine liability or culpability for what happened after that?
Well, I think, you know, again, the fact that four deployments here, you know, he could have raised his hand after the first or second one and said, you know, enough's enough. But there's just so much peer pressure in the military not to necessarily go to fight for your country. It's really a fight for the guy to the left and to the right here. And I think that if he took himself off the line, that he knew that there was not a replacement for him, that it would put his other comrades in harm's way as well. And I think that pressure alone could cause you to do some of these things like what he did.
Really? That's the excuse? I'm not sure I'm buying that. Who's buying that? Kenny, you think that's going to float?
No, I don't think that's going to float.
888-302-3684 on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When summer arrives, you think of traveling to the desert or to hot, humid areas? Most people don't. But I'm here to tell you how to travel like a contrarian and find even better deals. Does summer in Arizona sound nuts? Well, it's not, and it's also when you can find incredible deals at the top resorts. The JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa in Tucson has rooms starting from $179 a night, and they'll throw in $100 in resort credits. The Fairmont Scottsdale Princess has rates that start at $199 a night, including a $50 resort credit. Think Florida in summer is only for the Disney-bound? Think again. The Conrad Miami has a wacky deal where you pay based on the temperature the day you book. And in Fort Lauderdale, the Riverside Hotel has a deal where the longer you stay, the more you save. One night will cost you $140. Stay two nights and save 20%. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only. Requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy. May not be
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the UN Radio Day, something I've participated in a number of times over the years, and so much of the program today devoted to what's going on at the United Nations and the connections to hotspots around the world. Afghanistan and Syria will be in the focus, so if you want to stick around later in the day, if you're not able to carry the program in your ear as we go on your favorite radio station, you can find all of the hours in. We post them online. And you know what? I can never remember what the category. What is that? The box on the right-hand side is a listen box, and then there is, what do we call it, where we put all of the hours of the program? Why don't I remember that, Kenny?
Previously aired shows.
But don't we have, what's the other, when we have special...
Then there's audio highlights.
That's it, audio highlights. Why don't I have a thing about not remembering that? Especially given the fact that it's my own website, right? What are you laughing at over there?
I'm relating.
You are relating? Very nice. Okay. All right, so there's a room full of talk radio folks, and we'll probably hear on and off from them during the course of the morning, which may be kind of fun. Meanwhile, next up in our focus in this hour, as we listen to what people are saying around the country about various issues, the deficit front and center. Remember that problem with the budget? Host Barry Armstrong talks here to Janet Hook from the Wall Street Journal about the possibility that Congress is going to get its act together and actually produce a budget this year.
Woo-hoo! What's the likelihood of getting a long-term budget deal done by the end of 2013?
Really slim to none, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, there's not much happening, and because of a wide variety of developments politically and economically, a lot of the pressure to act has been lifted. And the one thing I know from covering Congress for a long time is they need deadlines, they need pressure, they need a sense of crisis to do tough stuff.
Yeah.
And one thing about the long-term deficit is it really will be tough to address.
Well, I guess that's my question. I thought that doing it in the first 2 years of the president's second term would be the time to get it done, right? Because we're talking about reducing entitlement programs, talking about cutting Medicare, Social Security, disability, food stamps, the whole McGillicuddy, right?
Right.
Why is it easier? I guess what I don't understand is why is it going to be easier to deal with that after the midterms than it is now?
Well, it's not going to be any easier. I mean, the problem is that, the bad news is the good news is the short-term deficit has dropped quite significantly recently. And so it kind of creates this impression that, well, maybe the deficit isn't such a big problem. A lot of the long-term deficit questions and developments actually are going to happen several years out from us. And so it requires a kind of a farsightedness that Congress isn't very famous for. The other thing is that one of the drivers of the deficit, rising health care costs, actually the rate of growth of health care costs has slowed down significantly. What we don't know is whether that's a structural change, a blip.
Yeah.
So just the immediate short-term changes that we've seen kind of mitigate against the sense of crisis that previously had driven the urgency to do something about entitlements.
All right. So I don't know how much enthusiasm I love some of these people we're hearing from. Let's see if we can wake up and go on the radio. Not the big exciting thing that it used to be, apparently, for some people. At any rate, we are at 888-302-3684 for your comments on some of the highlights here. Plus, Kenny's monitoring social media. What do we have? Anything with some of these? Well, actually, what I'm interested in, what people are saying on the NSA phone records seizure scandal. What do we have cooking with that, Kenny?
I'll have to check out. I didn't see anything about that just yet. But comments about the IRS. Cheryl says, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, the IRS has got to go."
Want to repeat that? Hey, hey, ho, ho,
ho, ho.
The IRS has got to go.
IRS has got to go.
You got that? Hey,
and,
hey.
Ho, Herman ho. Cain. Remember Herman Cain?
Yeah.
He says, Susan Rice survives getting pinched, keeps her mouth shut, and gets promoted, just like in Goodfellas.
That's an interesting thought. Herman Cain is the former presidential candidate who's doing a talk radio program now on a number of stations around the country. All right, let's move our attention to the phone records seizure. This news has exploded, mostly social media, a lot of talk radio programs, and now it's on the front page today of USA Today. This is something that's been going on apparently for a number of years, and now people are just waking up to it. Here, Congressman Mike Rogers, who's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, tries to explain that this isn't a big deal, has been going on, and maybe even has prevented some attacks.
This is a court order that is of which the asking for that court order is approved and overseen by both the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees. It's reviewed every 90 days. They report to the court every 30 days. I've seen a lot of misinformation that this is a monitoring or a surveillance program. None of that true. This is a court order for business records. And if they're going to make a query of those business records, they have to follow a court-approved method to do that. So this is, they're not data mining. None of that is happening. So there is none of that of surveillance or data mining happens at all. And the reason they use this, and I can tell you why this program is important, that within the last few years, this program was used to stop a program, or excuse me, stop a terrorist attack in the United States. We know that. It's important. It fills in a little seam that we have, and it's used to make sure that there is not an international nexus to any terrorism event that they may believe is ongoing in the United States. So in that regard, it is a very valuable thing. It is legal. It's been authorized by Congress. It has, again, judicial oversight and review, again, every 30 days with information, 90 days to go back to the judge for reauthorization. The number of queries into this information is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1%. People need to understand that. It is that the sheer number, and the number itself is classified, is infinitesimal, practically, from what I think people are, what I see on TV and read the newspaper. It sounds like this big sweeping program. It's none of those things.
Really? All right, well, I'm not sure that I'm buying it. I'm not sure most of you are buying it. Here from the View yesterday on the television, the ladies talk about this monitoring of Verizon. It turns out Sprint, AT&T, credit card transactions, 9 Internet companies all involved. Here's what the ladies have to say about that.
Here's something else we will never mess with. A new report that has revealed that the government has secretly been monitoring all of the incoming and outgoing phone calls of the millions of customers that use Verizon's network. There is no way of knowing if other networks are being monitored as well, and there's no way of knowing what exactly the reason is, because no one is saying it. But what I found interesting is that the story was broken in England. You know, in an English newspaper.
No one here is talking. What's happening is I'm wondering what the heck country we're in is what's going on. I mean, well, where are the answers? Why isn't the president saying anything? Why are these phone... He's the one in 2007 who actually said, and it's disappointing that he hasn't followed through with this, that there wasn't going to be the government overreach anymore, that people's records weren't going to be searched into because they protested something. Now we have the IRS picking and choosing who they're going to investigate and leak out donors.
Wait, again, you know, that's been going on for a while. I've been the victim of that from the...
It's been going on now, which is the other problem. He said he was against that, but yet this is happening on his
watch. We don't know who's done it. Right. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. Thank you. The other side of it is that this is a way that they do, in certain circumstances, find possible terrorists. Mm-hmm. This was used with the Boston Marathoners now,
of
that
course.
Wish it had been. Mm-hmm. So that it is a question of security, and that's always a fine line, and it's a scary line.
It is scary.
And
it's
something that I'm sure will have to be addressed, because others, like yourself, are creating controversy about it.
It's not controversial. Wait. These are our basic rights.
Wait, hold on, baby.
That we are entitled to, and they should not be overreached by the government. For security, yes, but what's going on with the IRS, with the AP numbers that were searched into, they're all connected. Aren't we seeing this, guys? Like, when are the millions of Americans
I feel you. I'm just thinking, as a practical matter, they're taking my phone records. So when I'm telling Sal that, you know, I'm on the road and I'm telling him, bring out the strawberries, the sugar-free whipped cream and chocolate syrup, that they got all those records.
Yeah. It's not here. This is sick. This is sick. We have a very sick this whole thing. And the members of Congress who are defending this, the handing over of phone records, Majority Leader Harry Reid insists it is a routine request made under congressionally approved laws. So why are there laws? This is a Patriot Act. Back to, you know, congressionally approved laws. Under what circumstances? Practices like this have been going on for 7 years under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and the Patriot Act. Right now, he said, I think everybody ought to calm down and understand this isn't anything that's new. We've tried often to make it better and work, and we'll continue to do that. But there are other members of Congress. Let's see, one of the authors of the Patriot Act was Representative Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, who expressed concern over this collecting. He said, quote, how could the phone records of so many innocent Americans be relevant to an authorized investigation? This is something that's going to our pal Eric Holder. Be interesting to see what he does with that. I know that I'm disgusted. Speaking of that, and speaking of being disgusted, here's one of my favorite ways of being disgusted. We'll discuss Monsanto and the Oregon farmers' struggle with the genetically engineered wheat. That comes up next here on Good Day. It's 15 before the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Echoes of My Soul is the true story of the historic Wiley Hofford murder case. In 1963, an innocent man was wrongly arrested and interrogated, which eventually led to the introduction of Miranda rights. We spoke with author and renowned prosecuting attorney Robert K. Tannenbaum about the case and his new book on the subject.
The Wiley Hofford case, which is the story of Echoes of My Soul, was cited by Chief Justice Earl Warren when he wrote the majority opinion in Miranda. Earl Warren, who was a very tough DA in Alameda County and then Attorney General of California, of course Governor in California before he sat on the bench, understood the reasons why you have to have certain corroborative rules. And the whole issue of how we corroborate statements is critical to understanding the trustworthy nature of how we present evidence in court. And it's very, very relevant today because the Fifth Amendment guarantees that nobody shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property and without due process, and no one should be compelled to give evidence against himself. And when people come into a custodial interrogation environment, they have to be advised of their rights. That is to say, they don't have to answer any questions. And indeed, if they want to have a lawyer and cannot afford a lawyer will provide it for them. That's what this is all about, and that's what being in the American system is all about. It's all about fairness.
That's former prosecutor and author Robert K. Tannenbaum on his book, Echoes of My Soul.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org. Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new Member Price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, if people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the focus on what's the conversation in essence, a lot of talk radio programs that we monitor and go through, at least in this hour of the program. One of my pets in terms of conversation, because you know, most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and whenever these things come up, it always hits me sort of right between the eyes, the continuing struggle that we are having with Monsanto and genetically engineered food. From CBS, Ben Tracy reported on the story of that Oregon farmer that we've talked about before, the update after genetically engineered wheat was discovered on his farm last week.
How many acres of wheat do you have out here?
We have between 700 and 800 acres of wheat.
Clint Lindsay sells almost all of the wheat he grows near Portland to countries in Asia. The discovery of genetically modified wheat in eastern Oregon has his customers worried.
What does this mean to you personally for your business?
Well, our company sells to a grain exporter that was dealing with Japan and has had its next shipment put on hold. So unless that gets started up again, we could potentially be sitting on a lot of conventional wheat this fall.
And how much does that cost you?
Well, it costs us hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
The problem began when a farmer, who has not been identified, noticed that wheat he treated with herbicide did not die. Researcher Carol Mallory Smith tested the plants at Oregon State University.
What did you find?
I found that they were Roundup resistant, transgenic.
Meaning they're genetically modified?
They are genetically modified, yes.
Were you surprised?
Yes. To me, it's still a real mystery about how it got there.
The samples have the same genetic trait found in wheat that seed company Monsanto began testing in Oregon and 15 other states in 1998. It was being developed to resist Monsanto's weed killer Roundup. The variety was never approved for commercial use.
But those field tests ended here in Oregon in 2001. So the question now is, more than a decade later, where did the genetically modified seed come from?
Monsanto declined our request for an interview, but the company says tests on 30,000 plant samples in Oregon and Washington State did not find any other signs of genetically modified wheat. The Food and Drug Administration says the modified wheat is fit for human consumption, but Japan and South Korea have suspended some U.S. shipments. Those countries have strict bans on genetically modified wheat.
The question is, how many other fields are contaminated? I think it's probably a matter of time before they find more.
While investigators look for answers, Clint Lindsay is looking for storage space. He needs somewhere to put this wheat if he can't send it overseas.
So we once again become victimized, and this conversation continues. I think I said earlier in this week there were testimonial hearings held in Massachusetts for a law, a bill that's been proposed to require that all this food be labeled. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, wheat fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday the 7th of June into the first week of the month. We're almost halfway through this year. Can you believe that? You have to pinch yourself when you think that.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Speaking of amazing, you have some more on the Monsanto thing. For those of you who just joined us, we just had a story about the continuing controversy in Washington State with all of the genetically modified wheat that's showing up after it had been planted in the late 1990s. So what else have you got, Kenny?
Well, I was looking to see what people were saying about it, and I had found that yesterday a food safety advocacy group and several farmers in the state of Washington filed a lawsuit against Monsanto.
Good.
Seeking class action status about all of this contaminated and unauthorized genetically modified wheat that's showing up. And this is the third or fourth lawsuit in the past week. Also, farmers in Kansas and Oregon have filed lawsuits.
All right. That's about time. But people, well, Monsanto's suing people all the time. It's time that they were on the receiving end of some of these suits. All right. People have said, man, there's a lot of stuff going on this week, isn't there? Do you get that sense that there's just whatever it is? Is it the stars? Is it the people just, I mean, are we just figuring out all this stuff that's going on? People are very unsettled. I found that yesterday at the Talkers Convention, just unsettling stuff. going on. And so here's something else that is, I guess, what you would consider to be unsettling. The latest from Newtown, Connecticut, where host Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash talk about the controversy over whether the pictures from that day ought to be released.
The quick answer to that question, should the Newtown photos be released, is no. The reasoning is what decides if your answer is correct, and my partner, Jonathan, argues along with the Society of Professional Journalists that they should be released, because blocking their release would harm government transparency, set a bad precedent by exempting specific incidents from freedom of information laws, also would encourage other crime victims to ask the state to limit disclosure of their records, now routinely released to the public, and make the Newtown deaths seem more important than the dozens of other deaths that happen every week in states across the country. Now, the guy's name is Sonny Alvarado. He is the president of that group. Says, if you hide away documents from the public, then the public has no way of knowing whether police have done their jobs correctly. And I would say, good jobs, good points, Jonathan and Sonny. Those are all valid points. However, in this instance, there aren't any questions about what the police did. There isn't a dispute over perhaps they accidentally killed some kids in a crossfire with the gunman, or the gunman himself was trying to surrender and they killed him anyways. By every account possible, it was over by the time the police arrived. So the only possible explanation for why a media outlet would want these photos is shock value. Now, the Freedom of Information Act .gov site lists exemptions for denying release, and one of them, 7C, quote, could reasonably be expected to constitute an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. And to me, this is a perfect way of saying, again, there is no confusion here. We don't believe that the police did anything wrong. So for you to release these photos would be an unwarranted invasion of my personal privacy. But rather than take their chances, hoping that a judge would see things their way, the Connecticut Senate voted 130-2 to pass a bill that the House had passed 33-2. That bill, in my opinion, is an overreaction to the fear that the citizens had that these photos would end up like Michael Jackson death photos spread all over rags across this country. So this bill says, quote, the state of Connecticut will prevent the release of any photograph or video recording that portrays the body of a homicide victim. It prevents for 1 year the release of law enforcement audio recordings describing the bodies of anyone under the age of 8.
That amazing and kind of macabre that people are so curious about things like that, and that there is a need or an interest in that sort of thing. Speaking of Michael Jackson, too, by the way, police say they don't believe Paris Jackson intended to commit suicide when she cut herself this past Wednesday. 15 years old, she wanted attention. That seems obvious, claiming that since she called the suicide hotline, it seemed likely she wanted to be saved. Makes no sense if you really want to die to call a to call a hotline, does it, Kenny, when you get right down to brass tacks?
No, not really.
And this is creepy. Dr. Conrad Murray, the man in jail for causing the death of Paris Jackson's father, called her yesterday. Murray used a payphone in the prison, left a message telling her, I don't know what you're going through, but whatever it is, I'm sure it must be difficult. And he also added, I don't know if there's anything to do with your pain, but I'm here for you. Yeah, that's what she wants to hear, right?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.